Welcome to
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio. Today we have a special treat for you all. We will be talking with actress Erica Simone Lee, who will be calling in to the show in a few minutes. She is a leading actress in the hit show, The Heart Series. We are very excited about having her joining us today. We're going to give her 2 minutes to call in, and we will jump right into our interview. Well, here she is. Hi, Erica.
How
are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. It's so good to have you.
I know. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. How is your weekend going for you thus far?
Thus far, so good. So like I told you, I was going to be in the studio later on today working on some music. So that's always exciting for me to be working on my craft. A passion, yes. So far, so good.
Well, definitely.
A little cold.
Good.
But so far, so good.
Spring hasn't quite hit yet.
It was weird because it was warm beginning of the week, and then now it's, I don't know. Now it's a little cooler. I have a sweater on, and it's, I don't know what's going on.
Well, tell us about your latest project that you're working on. I know the last time we talk, you are leading actress on the Heart Series. So tell me what you're doing now.
That was definitely an experience. Well, now I'm actually working on music. I haven't given up acting. That's always going to be there. But people always say, oh, you're a triple threat. I'm like, a triple threat? I'm like, okay, I can sing, but am I a singer? So I started working on my craft and started evolving as a singer. So I took a break from acting, I guess you can say. So this past year was devoted to nothing but getting my vocals together. Every day I would sing. I didn't even start writing until like 4 or 5 months in, but I wanted to get my vocal skills up because I knew I could sing, but I wasn't quite there. I didn't have the confidence, I guess, in singing like I did with acting, and I wanted to be well-rounded. So I was working on my craft. I started to write. My fiance, luckily, he's an amazing writer. He's an artist as well, and he's awesome. So he's been my inspiration this whole time. So he's helped me learn how to write. So I have some original music that I'm actually going to be dropping in 2 weeks on the 20th.
Okay.
And I have a show on the 27th in Myrtle Beach, and I'll be performing it for the first time, and that's exciting. So...
Oh, yeah.
So right now I just have some music stuff coming up, and I'm so excited to share it with the world because I'm sure they're like, where is she? What's she doing? But I have been working, you know, nothing to really post. You know, it's just been getting myself together as a person, as an artist, as an actress, just getting myself together before I can really come out and be the best that I can be, you know. So,
okay.
So right now I've been working on music, but
Okay. So what's the song that you're releasing in 2 weeks?
Okay, so the song's name is Nobody. It's a love song. But I have so much passion in it because I wrote it thinking of my fiance. So that song is dedicated to him. So I know whenever I perform it or whenever I hear it, it's just going to be a great song for me. And I'm so excited for it to be my first song, something I'm so passionate about. So be on the lookout for that.
Okay. What producers are you working with, or are you doing independent?
I'm doing independent. Like, I swear, God has really put the most amazing people in my life. We have some really good friends who are amazing producers. Like, we can have a session. We can come to whoever's house and sit down and just come up with a beat, and it will be custom made, and that's, I just really can't even explain how good God is. Independently with my friends, with my family, everything is a team, a unit. And that's really what you need to really get out there. You need a strong unit, and God has just blessed me with that either way I look, whether it be the acting or the music, I have backup. I have producers. I have writers. I have singers. I have everything I need to be successful. So I just got to do it at this point.
Absolutely. So who are some of your inspirational artists that have that inspire your music?
Oh, gosh, definitely has to be Jill Scott. Anything neo soul. So Jill Scott, Corinne Bailey Ray, Chrisette Michelle, I love them. I grew up listening to them. My dad, he was a huge neo soul fan, so I knew all of Jill Scott's songs. Then he's the one that introduced me to Chrisette and Corinne Bailey Ray. He bought their albums and played it, and I just fell in love with them ever since. So a lot of my music will have a lot of that neo so vibe. I will be doing some R&B stuff too, but a lot of it will be that neo soul. So that, yeah, Jill Scott, she'll be my number one. If I ever meet her, I'll probably cry. she's a major influence and inspiration to me musically.
Yes, she is. I love her too. One of my favorite artists.
Yes.
So if you could work with like three of your favorite artists, who would they be?
So just knowing the music game now, I don't know if you've heard of Kalani, but she's getting really hot in the R&B world. So she would be one I would want to work with because she really has her own lane right now. And she's really been an inspiration for the millennial age. And then, of course, like I said, I would cry if I met Jill Scott. If she could just sing on a chorus or just do some backups, I would die. If I could do that for her, if I could be in the background doing something, oh my goodness, we don't even have to do a whole song. Just let me do a little something in the back. And I would be so happy if I could work with Jill Scott. And then let me see. Because it's hard because you have to think strategically too, you know? So it's not sometimes. So that's why I said Kalani. She's a great artist. Not my favorite, but definitely awesome. So that's why. And she has the crowd that I want to have. She attracts that crowd.
The audience.
Exactly, yeah, the audience that I need. So being on the song with her would definitely be something smart to do business-wise. Now, love-wise, Jill Scott. And then I guess another love-wise would be Corinne Bailey Ray. She's kind of underrated to me. I don't know if you know her, but if you just Google Corinne Bailey Ray and just listen to a few of her songs, oh my goodness, vibes. Like her music just puts you in a good mood. So I would love to get a cool song with Corinne Bailey Ray. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you have to get to the studio, but we definitely wanted to touch base with you. And let's touch base again when your album drops so that we can play some snippets for the audience.
Oh, my goodness. I would love that. Please, please. Yes, 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 yes. So expect
Well, there you have it, everyone.
Probably. Yeah. Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there you have it, everyone. We have a short time today with Erica Lee. But we will catch back up with her and let you guys listen to some of her snippets. So So that's our show today. We love you guys. Stay tuned for more coming from Erica Lee Simone. I'm sorry, Erica Simone Lee. I done switched the name
Thank
around.
You. Lord, yeah. No, you're fine. You're fine. Hey. But thank you. Thanks, Sue.
Yes, we will. Have a good day, honey.
You too.